Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I thought we had almost lost Katie there for a second right before we went on the air. She was choking. I didn't want to have to do mouth to mouth, but if that's what it came to,
you were going to do it.
I would have stuck my tongue in your mouth.
You're so sweet. No, sometimes it's just hard to talk, breathe, and drink stuff. Yeah,
emotional too when you were talking. She was talking about Chicago guy again. So.
I was really fired up.
I don't know if you were trying to kill yourself or what.
Take yourself
out. It all happened so fast. But no, I'm fine. Everything's
okay,
fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're back.
God, I got to hear about this wild weather day that you were a part of yesterday. Some riveting stuff here.
Well, driving south on I-25, south of the city here, if you saw any of that lightning at 4 o'clock-ish, right? It was like 3-4 o'clock that this all happened. Oh my goodness, the kind of lightning that you see it from the sky go all the way down to the ground, but it stayed there for 2-3 seconds.
Just hung out for a little bit.
It's like
did some shopping at a Trader Joe's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Made some friends. Wow. But no, I've never seen lightning do that, and the entire light was just lighting up like fireworks.
Sky?
Probably the sky too.
It was the sky. But I know, Josh, you said you saw it too because you were running. So.
Yeah. Both of you saw lightning yesterday.
I know. Wild, right? I can't believe you
lucky.
Did it. I know, you're just jealous.
I didn't get to see any lightning yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was pretty intense. These afternoon summer storms.
Wow.
They didn't see them coming at all,
and it rained on your clean car.
Don't even. That? Okay. I left.
You already choked once. You're already fired
up.
I got to ask you, did you go to one of those car wash places where if it rains, within 24 hours, you can zip back in?
I think, but what if you don't have your receipt? How do you make that happen? Can I show them because it shows up on my, statement on my phone.
You probably could show them that.
Can I show them that? Literally yesterday after the show, I went and zipped through a car wash, got her all done, car looked great, and I went to go have lunch, and it torrentially downpoured on my car.
What a day.
I know. Jeremy, you have no idea. No wonder I'm choking over here, right?
The lightning was on the ground and it rained on your car.
How are you functioning?
I think you could probably roll in. It's generally a bunch of dudes at those car washes. You probably could just flash them and they'll let you through.
That does work. You're right. Been there.
You're honestly, I know it. It does work.
It's like currency.
Time for a little sports update. I was perusing this story that came out from Bro Bible yesterday of the 20 priciest sports cards ever sold. And I always shake my head at these stories because it's it's a little piece of cardboard. It's a little teeny tiny piece of cardboard.
That holds so much value and so many
memories. It's amazing. It's ridiculous is what it is.
No.
Number one was the Michael Jordan Kobe Bryant 2007 Upper Deck Exquisite Collection Dual Logo Man autographed card.
Wow. That's mid on
mouthful.
The pack.
Woo! $13 million for a piece of cardboard.
Well, that one, obviously, because Kobe
is pretty solid.
And it's MJ.
Actually, the second most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold after the jersey Babe Ruth wore when he called his shot back in 1932 at the World Series. Katie, you were there. That sold for just shy of $25 million.
Oh, wow.
But
I just saw these and I'm like, wow, there's so much money going out on sports cards. It's absolutely
nutty.
There's
one of a Honus Wagner, I think.
Yeah, $7.25 million.
That one was the most expensive for a while. And I'm like, who the heck is that guy? He played in the 1910s.
Yeah, but
that was number three on the list. Okay. Mickey Mantle is second at $13 million.
When you talk about that Babe Ruth moment, though, you just say it and everybody sees the picture of him pointing to the stands.
The Great Bambino.
Shot. That is such an iconic image. And so I can understand why it holds so much value along with it. I mean, come on.
Babe.
I love it.
Sultan of Swing. I got you, Jerry.
Yeah, it's from a movie. Okay, and then one final thing for all the athletes who need a little recovery time. Nike is going to be dropping some limited edition slides. Slides are very popular right now. They're called recovery slides, which heat and massage your feet as you're laying around the house watching Netflix. Katie, you perked up.
I might get some of those.
You got to put them on your feet. Don't use them for anything else.
Oh, Jerry.
Don't you do it. But they do heat and massage.
I mean, who wouldn't want that, though? Come on.
Yeah, it does sound pretty nice.
That's way better than most men.
Yeah, right? So, slide those on while you're watching the boob tube.
I love that.
What else is going on in sports?
Well, Broncos training camp is ramping up. Tomorrow is the first day for public viewing, which is going to be so exciting. I know the crowd is going to be great there tomorrow. They're going to be met with a massive new building that the Broncos had set up over the last couple years. The three-story, 205,000-square-foot training facility.
It's ridiculous.
Has all the bells and whistles from a player-friendly locker room designed to promote a social atmosphere, Jerry,
it's disgusting.
That carries into the cafeteria to underground parking.
The facility has
it all. Yeah, we saw pictures. They just released it yesterday. Quinn Miners is the all-star guard there. He says, this is absolutely
ridiculous.
It's
ridiculous.
Why do you not
it
like
is
it?
It is so over the top for these guys to go sit around on couches and have snacks and stuff. It's so over the top. It's ridiculous.
No,
let's get some facilities like this for some of our firefighters and police officers
and
teachers and nurses.
Yeah, but you can't take away what the players
get.
Because that's the thing, is something like that is kind of like a draw to players who might be thinking of coming to Denver.
That's the main point. You want to draw. Colorado, for almost every sport, has kind of been the flyover state. And I hate to say it, because we are a championship city. Nuggets, Avs, Broncos, Rapids, champions, okay? And so you need to have other things other than, hey, we're a good team. You have to have the nice facilities now. Yeah. It just is what it is. And it's
they get paid
though.
Enough
it's
money.
Beautiful.
They're fine. They're doing okay.
I wish we could have.
I want some firefighters and police officers to have some facilities like this. People who actually put their lives on the line.
I mean, you
every
can
day.
Die.
Yeah,
on
well, we can. Yeah, exactly.
It's not the same.
But we can have both. That's all I'm saying. Is I feel like we could. There's a way we can achieve both. You
it's
know?
An exciting time.
It's not like we can't have
Let's
one
have
without
harmony.
The other.
It's too much.
Balance.
It's
a lot.
Remember, they made the AFC Championship last year. They have really high expectations. You want to treat those players.
Police officers are safe. Saving people's lives every day.
We understand.
Give them an awesome place to go hang out.
That'd be great.
With a cafeteria and big TVs and a beautiful workout facility.
Maybe you could write the members of the Denver Broncos a very passionate letter about your want.
In the off season, police officers and firefighters can go over there and work out and hang out.
I love that idea.
That's
actually
a good idea.
You know what? Start that letter now.
Write a letter. They'll burn it in the new fireplace at the facility.
What's the name of our congressman? Is that Hickenlooper?
Sure.
Is it?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to find out who to write a letter to.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it. Is Pat Boland still around?
Oh,
no.
I can't write him.
May he rest.
I'll be thinking about it. Thanks for having some fun with us today.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Well, I do want to let you know that a lot of your coworkers and your friends and family might be farting a lot today. Just a heads up, because it's National Chili Dog Day today.
Chili wiener.
Uh-oh.
I hope you won't give me gas tonight.
No, it will. It will. Oh, boy.
Oh, no, chili wieners. You're the cause of my pants being tight.
The boat.
Wait. Okay, one more. There it is. All right. Well, anyway, it's a good day to get a little chili on your wiener. I'm a fan of the chili dog. I really am.
Yeah.
You know, load it up, put some cheese on there, and give it hell. So.
Absolutely.
Today's the day if you're going to dive into it.
Do it Colorado and do a green chili dog, if you will. It's really good. I love green chili dogs.
Mind blown.
Yummy.
Doesn't that get it's got to be a thick green chili, though, right?
Yeah,
or your bun's going
to
get soggy.
Go to Chubby's. You're going to love your life.
Give me
with
some
that
of that.
On a hot dog?
I drip that on my shirt.
Better. It's so good.
It was a bad day to wear a white shirt. Get this. The historic Cathedral High School building, 1840 Grant Street, it's been vacant for more than a decade. Broken windows, graffiti, peeling paint, hazardous materials inside. Hey, that's a fun place to hang out. Anyway, a local developer purchased the property for about $1 million, and now he wants to turn it into a boutique hotel. 50, 60 rooms with a restaurant, a cafe. I think this is kind of a neat idea.
Yeah,
especially like an old school building like that, former high school. I would stay in somewhere like that. It's very much along the lines of how I want to live in, like in a gas station or an old firehouse.
Yeah.
You know, and they revamp it. A church. Could you live in an old church, Katie?
Or I don't think
feel
so.
Like you'd catch on fire?
Well, no,
a lot.
There's just too many things that happen in a church. I don't want to be a
like
part
what?
Of that. I would like to visit, but I don't want to live there. Well, think of all the things that happen in a church, like lots of stuff.
Praying.
Also, marriages, funerals. Oh. You get babies baptized there.
Yeah, it's
probably
all
a lot of spirits
fine
in a church.
Stuff.
Yeah, but like good spirits, wouldn't it be?
It's probably fine. Unless the deceased
like
comes back and haunts it.
Exactly.
You know?
Aren't like angels banished and become demons sometimes? Like,
yeah, but
I
demons
don't know.
Aren't hanging out at churches.
Then I know. I don't know. Like, so
they're right
I just
outside
feel
the front doors.
Like, they're just waiting. Yeah.
Katie walks for in there, I guess.
Again, I'd like to visit. I don't know if I'd want to live in one.
Okay, well, then don't. Never mind.
Creepy. I know.
Katy Perry's making the news this morning because she was in full panic mode. She got into some sort of gigantic water bottle at one of her latest concerts. Like, you can fit a person in it. And they pushed it out into the crowd. And they were crowd surfing this water bottle, and they started taking her way out into the crowd. And I pulled some audio of her kind of panicking. Here you go. You got to watch the video of it. It's kind of neat, actually, the gigantic water bottle being inside that. She looked like, like a hamster or something in there.
Genie in a bottle,
but
yeah.
Then she went way out there. Take me back to the stage.
She's got to do something to get us talking about her because, man, her show's
she's really gone
well.
Kind of downhill, hasn't
yeah.
she? What happened there?
I think it's just the whole it's hard to get out and see. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Because I know Katy Perry started off pretty strong.
Real
but I know
strong.
That there's a lot of people who still love Katy Perry. But yeah. I know her tour was just like,
meh.
Yeah.
All right, what you got?
Okay, well, let's start it up here because first things first, did you know the city of Arvada has a drone first responder unit?
What?
Oh, yeah. And a red-tailed hawk took off, took one out while they were both flying high in the Colorado sky. So, yes. And it was caught on camera from multiple angles, so it is pretty spectacular. The officers, they were looking into a condemned shed when the drone, with the drone, and then the hawk snatched it right out of the sky. So the neat thing about it is the camera angles, because you get the drone footage, but you also get the body cam from the officers, so you can see it
That's
all
neat.
From their point of view, as well as from the actual drone, and you see like a wing of a hawk, but then it deployed its parachute. The hawk went flying off. The hawk is fine, and it got stuck in a tree. So everything worked out. Like they're saying everything worked out the way it wanted to, but it is wild to see this video of the hawk try and grab it, thinking that it's some kind of
it's prey.
Food or something, you know?
I was just reading a story about drones, about how, this is fascinating, some high schools are starting to install drones in the high school. So if there's ever any sort of active situation, let's say, the drones, they deploy in the hallways and they're able to like immediately get to
that
student and, you know, pepper spray the bejesus out of them. Or, you know, I don't know what
Take
it does.
Out.
Like has maybe a machete comes down and slices their arm off or something.
Yeah.
But that's really neat. Yeah. I'm impressed by that.
Absolutely.
Like what a brilliant idea.
With technology, like a lot of we focus on a lot of the bad because it scares us. And we're what are the robots doing?
Yeah. You just don't want it to malfunction in the middle of chemistry class. And
I know.
Zipping
right?
in and spray
All
your teacher.
Sudden, the drones are coming out. And yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, a really neat video for you to go check out there about that red-tailed hawk. But this is also a nice story from unincorporated Adams County. So they have experienced a significant drop in many crime categories. We're talking homicides down 38% in 2025. Burglaries down 41%. And the big one was the motor vehicle thefts down 58%.
What do they attribute it to?
So the motor vehicle thefts for one, it's out at DIA. That's where the majority of the thefts occurred, and they've done a lot of stuff out there to help curb thefts. They've got a lot more security out there. They've made the parking lot a lot more. Like, you have to check in and out. It's a lot more official. So they're
cracking
saying
that down.
That's a big thing, and it's just really, I mean, just the advancement, again, like we said, with technologies. The drones are helping out a lot in a lot of these things when you come to, like, they're seeing a lot more of it, so they're able to catch the perps and whatnot.
Where was
so
this, Adams?
There's a lot, so this is unincorporated Adams County. Adams, and again, the sheriff who was talking about it said in 2023 that they were the worst for auto thefts. And now this has really helped that. And again, a really good
job,
good
sheriff.
For them. So Yay. And then just one more, another bear story. Multiple bear stories, in fact, as they're getting even wilder. One in Manitou Springs yesterday, cops had to free this bear from a car after he got himself stuck.
Why do bears love cars so much?
They do. Well, again, they
wish I had my driver's license.
Even scenty things. So if you have something that's in your car and it's like really, it smells strong.
It smells good.
Right? And even if I think of those
my honey air freshener was a bad idea.
Bears can smell that. They say over 2,000 times the scent.
Yeah, they can smell like miles away.
So, like, they can smell things like crazy. And then another one in Loveland, this one, just wait, a woman says she came across a bear in her living room.
What?
I was uncomfortable with the bear in my house. In this case, I was 3 feet away. I
mean, 3 feet?
That close to her. And
where's my pepper spray drone?
Such a sweet little berry Nona, though, with that one. But yeah, she said she came around a corner and she just saw his butt. And I would be like, oh, what a fuzzy
little butt. Who wants tummy rubs?
And then just one more bear story. A bear stole a picnic basket in Commerce City.
Hey, perfect.
I'm just kidding about that last one. I just needed three stories.
You're funny.
I needed three stories.
You're funny. It has been a wild year for bears, though.
Yeah,
I don't remember any summer like this in recent history where so many bear sightings have been out there.
Coming up close, too.
It's been
kind of
fun, though, because no one's been like really severely injured or anything, right?
Well,
let's not talk about that. Yeah.
It's been kind of cool to see.
Canceled them. Kids. Well, if you're getting ready to head out to work today, or I don't know, some of you might be in school. I don't know. Getting ready for school. Teachers going back. If you're stressed, you're full of anxiety, maybe you're down. Yet another study I'm looking at. We talked about this last week, but there's a second one out this morning talking about just trying to get outside in the morning and listen to the birds for about 10 minutes.
Yep.
They say listening to nature / mostly birds will reduce that stress, that anxiety, that depression. It's just kind of getting back to the roots of humans.
Absolutely.
Getting back to the earth.
There is so much that can be said about this because, I mean, monks do it. They sit in silence the first 10 minutes of their day so they can really tap in to the earth and all of that energy. And you're right. It significantly lowers your stress level.
There you go.
It also puts you... Okay, should we just listen? Is that what you want to do? Should we shut up?
No.
Okay.
I would never want you to shut up.
But it does lower your stress level.
Does it?
Well, it's the cortisol in us. Like, we have to keep that in check.
And I'm so full of cortisol now.
Yeah, it's not good for you. So that is such a strong, strong thing you can do to really take advantage and be in charge of your day. That's the other thing is, like, when you do that, you're kind of just setting yourself up for success for the rest of the day.
Yeah. So if you can, try to get out this morning and listen to some birds.
Yeah.
Before they all fly away for winter. Because, you know, it's only 100 some days before Christmas.
Stop. Nope.
my stress is back.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Oh, I know, Katie, you're a massive coffee drinker.
Oh, yeah.
And it's back. Dunkin's viral 48-ounce iced bucket.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a beverage bucket that you can roll into Dunkin' and get 48 ounces of classic coffee, iced lattes. You can even throw in some of their refreshers into it, I guess. Anyway, it looks like a sand pail that you would take to the beach.
But
Okay,
so when I break it down, though, it's just four 12-ounce cups of coffee, right?
Well, the way to go to do math. That's impressive.
I drink that. So
is that about right?
Yeah, I don't feel like that would be too much for me now that I think about it.
Well, I think it's like the whole shock value when you see it because it's literally a bucket with a lid.
All at once. Yeah.
All at once, and you're like, this is not fitting in my cup holder.
I'm going to have to hold this.
It's about $13, so I don't know if that's cheaper than four 12-ouncers.
That's not bad.
It might
13,
be.
Yeah, that's got to be.
That's a good deal.
But here's the thing. The Dunkin' stores are only getting limited supplies. So if you want one, you got to zip out there pretty darn quick.
What if I bring my own bucket?
Well, it's like the 7-Eleven thing. Like on the days where you can bring in anything and fill it up with Slurpees.
Maybe do that, because if you've only got so many buckets.
What would you bring in?
That's fine, but...
portable bathtub.
I know, right? Like one of those baby baths.
Yeah.
Oh,
you got to get it back out to your car. What are you bringing?
You can
Like
totally
a boot?
Bring that
an
out
old
to
boot?
Your car.
No,
I'm not
doing
not
a shoey.
Put it in a shoe.
No.
Yeah. I'd have to probably think about
all right, you
that.
Puzzled it.
Hard hat.
Definitely do it. A hard hat.
There you
That's
go.
The best one we've got so far.
Anyway, $13 at Dunkin'. It's their beverage bucket. Go check it out today. All right, so Katie has been bugging me and bugging me and bugging me for like a week to talk about HOAs. So now's your time to shine, girl.
Well, with all these drought and water restrictions, it's getting kind of crazy. Like the drama with the HOA and people watering their lawn and getting in trouble for it. There's so many different ways to go here. So for one, now I don't experience the HOA thing, but you do, Jeremy. You're even on the board.
I'm on
you?
The board.
So
the power.
Tell me the laws and what you guys can do. No, like when it comes to watering, because we are in a drought.
Yeah.
And so when people have brown grass, isn't that just expected? Your HOA can't fine you for that.
Yeah, and I've been seeing all sorts of stories about how the HOAs are sending letters out to people, threatening to fine them, things like that. My neighbor across the street actually was getting a bunch of them, and he got pissed.
Well, I would be mad. I don't even have an HOA, and I'm mad for him.
But from what I understand, there is a Denver law that protects homeowners in droughts when it comes to their lawn.
Yeah.
That the HOA can't ding you for dry brown grass because you're not allowed to water right now.
You can't.
So from what I understand is we can't ding you.
Okay. Because
there is some issues. Like if it goes deeper, though, and it like turns to like essentially just soil and you're having like soil patches and things like that pop up, I think there is something in there where you can start dinging people for that. But just if you got dry brown lawn, I don't think you can.
There are so many stories like on the news sites where they're talking to individual people where they're dealing with their HOA and they're getting letters and the news stations reach out to the properties and nobody's getting back to them. So it's just like it's so dramatic. And even just with watering, I saw somebody post on Facebook that they tried to water at like 2 a.m. so that they could get away with it. But then they're like, I got a $250 bill from Aurora.
They
so
still
in case
know.
You're wondering,
they
you,
still know.
Get
You're not being
it.
Sneaky.
Yeah. So there are just so many ways that I think people, you know, and kudos to everyone who's doing their part and making sure they.
I've been a good boy, even.
I know. Like,
I cherish my lawn.
Yes.
I try to get the best lawn in the neighborhood every summer, but I'm sticking to my 2 days a week.
Yeah, this year it's just not a thing.
But
right?
I'm putting down like fertilizers and stuff that help keep things somewhat green, you know, a lot of Revive and things like that.
Yeah.
Hashtag dad move.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sticking to it. But I've seen people, you know, popping on the days they're not supposed to.
You know what I think it's funny is there's another story floating around where neighbors are narking on their neighbors to get them in trouble with the water department.
Snitches get stitches, bro.
So if you like, you know, keep your music loud late at night or you let your dog go murmur on your neighbor's lawn, like maybe now might be, try not to get away with stuff because your neighbor can tell on you and then you'll get fined. And these are not, you know, cheap
fines.
They're
not cheap,
So that to me is that's already a neighborhood beef going on.
Yeah.
There's something already there
that
a neighbor is going to report you because I'm not that guy for sure. I'm not going to be like, oh, Nancy down the street.
Yeah.
She ran it for 10 minutes too long.
Did you see her watering? What does she think she's doing? It's not our day.
Have
it's
you seen the
day.
Heat? It's not a day. My lawn still actually looks fairly decent, even though I'm just doing the 2 days and the fertilizer. And I've actually had a couple neighbors like come up to me and they're like, are you following the rules?
Oh, really?
Like, be honest with me. Are you following the rules?
Tell me what
I'm like, I'm following the rules. I really, really am.
Are you gatekeeping your secrets, though, so that your lawn looks better than theirs? Because you better watch out. You better watch out. Your neighbors might get mad at you and be like, hello, Littleton Water Department. I'd like
Jer Bear across the street.
There's a radio guy. He thinks he's real funny.
We got a funny guy here across the street.
With his water.
Funny guy with his green grass over there, huh? Not so funny when you get that big fine in the mail, huh, there, radio guy?
Watch out.
I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Honestly, you're not too far off, Katie. You're
just
really
saying.
Not. I need somebody to look this up. You can text us. Let me know if this is real or not. My wife just sent it to me. I didn't have time to search it up, but I just saw it and I laughed. I have a feeling this is fake. It's coming out of Yellowstone National Park. She sent me a screenshot off Instagram. Park rangers have arrested a 34-year-old man after he allegedly dressed in a homemade bison costume and spent nearly 2 hours chasing down tourists while yelling at them, Now you know how it feels. Now you know how it feels. Is this true?
Okay, it looks like it's fake, but
okay.
Now we kind of have ideas, don't we? That's funny. Oh, God.
Look at the picture of the Rangers. You see it?
Can we get arrested for something like that?
I would think that's probably frowned on to dress as a bison and run around and chase people.
Great radio station thing to do.
God, I saw this and I was like, nuh-uh. No.
And it's funny because even this article that breaks it down is like, at first glance, the story seems somewhat believable given the long list of tourist antics at America's oldest national park.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How funny.
I wrote back, I go, I feel like this would be fake. And she's like, well, so-and-so sent it to me. This is how things get rolling, you know? Friend is probably sending it to 10 other people, and they're sending it to 10 people.
And they found it on the internet, so it's got to be true. Right?
And now I'm talking about it on the radio.
Yeah.
Now you know how it feels. So funny. Absolutely fantastic.
That's good stuff.
So shout out to all of our stressed parents listening this morning. I feel you, dog. I feel you. Survey found that 77% of parents say that back to school season makes life so incredibly hectic. You start looking at everything. The rising school supply costs are stressing parents out. Balancing kids' schedules with your schedules causes a ton of household friction. Now you definitely have to come up with a bunch of new dinner time ideas to make sure that the family is fed and happy in the evening, and they're ready to start a new day the next day when school's in session. A lot of people just feel overextended right now. But we hear you. We see you. We feel you.
Yeah. No, and it's getting worse and worse. Like, I remember when the baby Nana needed that list of school supplies, and now there's digital stuff on it that costs so much. I mean, remember when we just had to pay for those $100 calculators? We had to do extra chores to get those. Yeah.
The old TI-84.
I don't know about you. But, yeah, it is. And then you hit the nail on the head with childcare if you're working. Ugh, like, so much stuff
juggling.
Goes into it.
We were going over the schedule the other night at the dinner table, going over new school times and stuff for the kids.
Yeah.
And different. Now we're experiencing high school where they have different, you know, schedules on different days and trying to juggle all that. Yeah, I hate it. And then on top of it, we've got a whole nother level of stress going on in the house right now because my son did get his permit. So now he's driving. And I'm out there. I did about 40 minutes with him yesterday out in an empty parking lot, zipping around, trying to teach him how to drive. Let's just say we got to work on backing up.
No, for sure. Like,
we got to work on backing, for
there's
sure.
There's a lot of that same feeling, like when they start walking and they're mobile. And it's
this
like...
This is a whole new world
to me
right now.
Well, I know, but like it brings back that fear of what are they going to get into? And when they start to drive, it's the same thing.
All
it's
sorts
like,
of trouble.
Yeah. Thankfully, you can track them now. Like, that's something that's
absolutely
in your favor, you know?
It was kind of funny because we were out in this empty parking lot. And seriously, there was like 5 or 6 other cars zipping around in there. All of them have the student driver sticker on the back. So it's like the perfect time of day to go, you know, like noon when nobody's around. A lot of school parking lots are empty right now. And so we were out there and there's all these newbies just dodging each other in these parking lots. And I'm like, this might not be a good idea right now. Hey, let's practice backing.
Maybe you need some cones.
Yeah.
Probably need to get some cones.
Anyway, shout out to all the parents out there. We feel you. I'm in the same boat right now. Katie's been in that boat. We understand what you're going through. And don't worry, you'll get through it.
Five.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Yes, five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We going fast without.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Well, it's time to play Fast Five. Where's all those new texters that texted in just a little bit ago? Now's your chance to use that phone number and have some fun with us. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you've never played Fast Five, give us a call today. We'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit, and then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me 5 things that have to do with that category. Does this sound appealing to you? It really should. 303-691-1649. 1649. Katie, give us some examples.
Yeah, so you ask for all kinds of stuff, like five movies about food or five rappers with the first name Lil. Kathy won it yesterday with five clubs that you would join in high school. So really, all kinds of different ways you can go with the categories.
Yeah, the key is, though, to give us a call. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649, as always, looking for those newbies, people that have never played Fast Five. But I'd love to meet some new people today. Now, here's the banger of the prize this week. What do we got?
Absolutely. Part of Mix 100's All Access Summer. We are hooking you up with tickets to Of Monsters and Men, and they are going to be at Red Rocks, the best venue on the planet. This is August 6th. So, yeah, we'll hook you up with a couple tickets, and you'll go see the show if you can win Fast Five today.
And don't bring gum. There is no gum allowed at Red Rocks.
They're really strict about that gum, aren't
they? Very, very strict.
They'll take it from you, the whole pack.
Snatch it out of your sticky little hands. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We are quickly putting people on hold here. If you get put on hold, don't hang up. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. The little note on my screen says Tracy is with a bunch of kids. Is that right? Oh.
So I'm with a bunch of hockey kids. You've talked to me before. I always drive on my way back from hockey, but usually just have Dylan in the car, and now I have Christian in the car, too, but they're in the back.
Oh, okay. They're in the way back of the
they're
minivan.
They're cool in the back, yeah.
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 Well, fantastic. What are you doing after you deal with hockey? What's the rest of your day look like?
Well, today I'm going to go to work, and then I have a girls' dinner tonight. Yeah, very fun. Two of my favorite people, Shelly and Courtney.
Love them.
Yes.
They're the best.
Thank you.
They are the
best.
You
can hear the excitement in your voice too, Tracy, because getting together with the girlfriends is like best part of the week, right?
Yeah. It's the best part.
Yes.
It's absolutely.
How long have you known them?
About 10 years. Okay. We met because we're hockey parents, and we've watched our kids grow, and my friend Shelly's son got recruited to move to Illinois and be a goalie. Go, Bubba.
Go, Bubba.
Yes, it's Bubba. And is that like a stereotypical hockey name?
That's a perfect goalie name.
Every family's got a Bubba, too.
Let's
so
go,
I love
Bubba.
It.
Fantastic.
You know Bubbas are cool, too. So
absolutely. That's well, amazing. Tracy, it's nice talking to you. Let's go ahead and do some Fast Five here with you. We're going to talk about a very sexy man here.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh. No, it's not about me. I need, in 10 seconds, give me five movies or TV shows starring Michael B. Jordan. Go!
Oh. I don't even know Michael B. Jordan. Creed.
Yeah, you Creed. You got one.
Yay,
yeah,
you got Creed.
You could have done. I didn't even say no sequels this time because he's in Creed, Creed 2, and Creed 3.
It was worth a try.
Yes, it was nice talking with you. You guys have a great day, Tracy.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Tracy.
That opened up a phone line, 303-691-1649, if you'd like to play. Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing? You heading off to work?
I'm heading to work.
There you go. Off she goes. Do you have something that you have in the morning to kind of get you going, like a specific food or a coffee drink?
Energy drink.
Oh, you go straight for you go for the hard stuff.
Right. You're like, I need my heart
straight
rocking.
To it.
Wow. She's cracking open Monster at, 7 a.m. What is the energy drink?
Watermelon Jolly Rancher C4.
Whoa.
I want a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
How much sugar is in that?
Way too much, I'm sure.
She's like, I don't know.
Are we going to play? Are we going to go? I'm going
to
win.
It's watermelon.
I'm
I don't
not
know.
Even looking at that point.
Yeah, it tastes so good. Fantastic. All right, what do I have for you here? What do I got? Where's my list? Because I actually had to look these up. All right, do you like sports?
Not a huge fan.
All right. Well, in 10 seconds, I need five different types of golf clubs. Go.
Putter, yep. Driver.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Nine iron.
Okay. Uh-oh. Ah.
You got three.
You got the iron. We needed the wedge and the wood.
Yeah.
Ah.
Wedgewood.
Wow. You need to crack open another C4 and down it, okay?
I think so.
All right, Samantha. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Andrea.
Hi.
Ooh, your phone's really bad.
It's not on speakers.
All right. Well, we'll give it a shot. What are you doing today?
Just going to work.
Going to work.
Where are you
okay.
working, Andrea?
I work at a gastroenterology clinic.
Oh,
yeah.
Official.
Well, Katie's gastro all the time. I'll tell you that much right now. Do you know it's National Chili Dog Day today?
Is it?
Oh, yeah. You're going to be busy, Andrea.
You're going to be seeing a lot of people today.
Oh, owie.
All right, Andrea okay. wants nothing to do
she
with
this. She probably gets enough fart jokes, Jeremy. I mean, you could probably try some new material on Andrea.
So you're dealing like with the intestines and stomach and all that.
Yep, sure am.
So, yeah, you hear fart jokes every day.
You ever deal with people that have, you know, put things where they shouldn't?
Oh, I lost. Hello?
I'm having a... Andrea, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Can
there we
you
go.
Hear me?
I'm okay. a little worried about this. Why don't we just jump into
Let's
the game?
Go.
You ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Your letter is D, like D's nuts. I need 5 restaurants that start with the letter D. Go.
Denny's.
Yep.
This is hard.
I know.
I don't know. All I know is Denny's.
Andrea, you have a great day dealing with intestines. We appreciate you calling in.
Bye, Andrea.
Bye, Andrea.
Go through Duncan on your way to work.
There you go. Hi, Alan.
How's it going?
Well, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm here. I'm fine.
Oh, is everything okay at home, Alan?
Sorry to mean to laugh the way you everything. Said it, though.
No, yeah.
Everything's fine?
Life's great.
Life's good? Okay.
All good.
What's
all
the right. bright spot in your life right now? Like, what makes you smile?
The energy drinks in the morning.
There we go.
We got another guy.
You know what?
You we'll stole her. It. You stole that last lady's answer.
But we'll take it.
What kind are you drinking?
Right now, I'm kind of like on a monster binge.
Are
like
you?
Anything Monster Zero Sugar.
There
yeah.
Yes. All right. All right, buddy. Have you been listening to Fast 5 this week?
I've been trying.
All right. Well, you may have heard this one. In 10 seconds... Give me 5 U.S. presidents that only have 4 letters in their last name. Go.
Oh, 4 letters in their last name.
That's right. No cheating.
That's, I think you guys got me on this one.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Alan, we'll let you get back to your energy drink. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
See you, Alan.
Is it Eva? Eva? Uva?
Eva.
Hi, Eva.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You with some kiddos right now?
I am. They're so excited.
Give them a shout out.
This is Miles and Sebastian. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, kiddos.
Oh, they sound so cute.
They're really cute. What are you doing with the kids today?
They're going to summer camp.
Nice. All right. Get them out of there. How much is that camp costing you?
A lot.
Yeah,
I bet.
They usually do.
I bet. Couple more weeks of
time
it?
Time to. Tomorrow's their last day.
That's Aww. It. Wrap it up. All right. Well, good. Well, have fun, boys. All right. I've got a couple more, but man, this is going forever again. I feel like some of these are too hard. A lot of them came in from listeners overnight. So, your letter is D. I need 5 restaurants that start with the letter D. Go.
I would say, Dunkin' Donuts, Denny's.
Ah, goodness.
My goodness.
I know. These are...
I might have to switch to name 5 of your favorite colors.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. You guys have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Here we go.
Renee.
Hey.
Hey, it's Renee.
Hey, yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning
to you. Are you happy today?
I am happy today. I'm running a little bit late to work, but I think I'm still going to stop and get a coffee and make my day happy.
Yeah.
Even happier.
If you're already late, why not?
Do you see those?
That is the philosophy.
We were just talking about those Dunkin' buckets. You can go in and get like a sand pail filled with coffee.
I would be through the roof.
Yeah, you'd be standing outside your sunroof.
Ounces.
Yeah, 48 ounces.
100%.
Woo! All right, are you ready to play?
I am ready to play, yes.
Give me five places where it's acceptable to yell. Go!
Okay. Your room, your car, in a park, in a amusement park, at a theater, scary movie, and at a music concert.
Woo-hoo-hoo. I think you got six.
You're really fast.
I don't know. Yeah. I scream a lot.
Sometimes you black. I feel like you blacked out for a second there. Like you just,
I did. I was like ready to scream right then and there on the radio.
What are you supposed to tell me if you win Fast Five?
Jeremy, I've been dying for you to play the winning win sound for me.
I like how you said it.
It's acceptable to yell when you win Fast Five, so go ahead.
I call in all the time, so I'm so excited.
Well,
yeah.
Good. You finally won, Renee. You finally did it.
My coworkers will be so proud of me. You guys don't even know.
Good. Send us a video of you telling all your coworkers today, and I'll post it on our socials.
And now you have an excuse
okay,
to be late.
I 100% will. Yeah, and I'll be late with the coffee in hand.
Exactly.
Yeah, do it. All right, Renee, congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and tell you how to get your prize. You're going to go out to Red Rocks to see a concert, all righty?
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Renee.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Let's talk about your fur babies. There's a new poll out this morning. They surveyed about 2,000 dog owners, and they revealed the ideal dog walk for you. So if you're getting ready to go walk your puppy Nana, as Katie would say this morning, the best dog walk should last 1 hour and 7 minutes. It should include 16 different sniffing opportunities and feature water for splashing.
OMG, that's how long you have to walk me, too.
Really?
That's how long my walk is.
Synonymous. They say you should also look for areas that have open fields, woodlands, and parks. Well, that's just like everywhere then.
Yeah.
Like, just say anywhere.
Yeah.
And, of course, they said safety is the top priority. They say also that owners would travel up to 7 miles just to find the perfect outing for their pooch.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
You know what gets me when people are walking their dog and their dog is clearly trying to smell or sniff or do their business
and
they're pulling them. And I'm like, do you do that, Jeremy?
That's
do
me.
Do you not give
little
Goldie Fawn the time she needs?
Okay, hold up.
What?
Hold up, dog.
Will
In my
just,
defense,
okay.
that dog stops to pee every 25 seconds.
There,
she's one of those.
Okay, there are some dogs like that. I will give you that.
And I guarantee you, if you were to pass me at any point when we're walking our dog, you will hear me yell, I think you're empty. You're empty. You have nothing left. Come on.
What else is there?
There's nothing left. You're blowing air right now. Stop it.
But I do get a little judgy when I see that. I'm not going to lie. I do.
What's that?
When
people yank them?
At
some point, you're like, I got to get through my walk,
dog. I know the walk's for you, too, but that's why I walk by myself, because this is me.
You've got nothing left. Now, on the heels of that, I will give you this as well. There's a new study out this morning talking about it's now about an average of $4,272 annually to care for your pet. I would imagine that's mostly dogs.
Yeah, dogs and cats.
So over a typical 12-year lifespan, total costs can exceed about $50,000 to raise that animal.
That's way too much money.
It's a lot of cheddar.
You know, and I think the younger generations are seeing that, and they're like, we still like pets, but we don't want to spend all that money. Do you know what the new trend is for the young kids, the Gen Alpha?
It's got to be like an AI animal.
It's probably going to get to that. But we're talking lizards and salamanders and things that are in tanks that aren't as expensive to raise. Like,
probably
I saw this story.
You just got to buy the crickets for them, right?
Exactly. The unofficial mascot of Gen Alpha right now is an endangered salamander called the axolotl. And we've talked about axolotls. Axolotls. They are
axolotl?
A type. Axolotl? Yeah, they're axolotl.
Axolotl.
No waddle.
What is it? Say it again.
Axolotl. Keep that L going.
Axolotl.
No.
I can't say it. What the hell's an axolotl? What is that?
An axolotl.
It sounds like a-hole
waddle to me.
Oh.
Okay.
A-hole waddle. Google it. You are going to fall in love. Oh, say it's A.
I can't even say it. How am I going to Google axolotls?
Okay, so it's
A-X-O.
There you go.
L-O-T-L.
I'm not.
It's very, well, but you want to, this little lizard has a smile on its face permanently. No wonder why they love
him
so
much. They're the ones that live in water, right?
I've never heard of a waddle.
And they have their, I bet your daughter has, because the young kids love this little, I want to say lizard, it's not a lizard though, it's a salamander. And he is finding, they're finding their way into everything. So the squishies are all axolotl shapes now. You can see them in Roblox. They're in Lego sets. Axolotls are a big deal.
I almost said a.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah, it's careful with
the
that.
The first word
don't
sounds
do that.
Like e-hole.
It's axo.
But, okay,
axolotl.
So.
I know just, a couple a-hole waddles.
You can
waddles.
Say. With the waddle. Okay, so you can see, like, a few, like, salamander. You can say salamander.
Salamander.
Stop it.
No, salamander.
So Zoe, baby Nana, she has a tiger salamander. So she already has
disease.
This. They, if you take care of them, it's just
aren't
like
those
any
the
other
lizards
pet.
That you kids were, like, licking and putting in their mouth and they were getting incredibly sick?
No, I
wasn't.
Don't,
is it? Yeah, I think it was the salamanders the kids were licking.
Well,
yeah,
these
they give you, like, a high and poison
popular pet salamanders. Like, a lot of kids have these, especially the tiger salamanders and, again, the axolotls.
Axolotls.
You say the name is so funny.
Axolotl.
No waddle. Keep that L going, homie.
Axolotl. Can you imagine me walking into a pet store? Hi, I'm looking for an axolotl.
Are you okay, sir?
And they're like, this dude is high.
Does he have a stroke?
This dude pounded a fifth of Jack in the parking lot right now, and he's looking for a salamander
licking
to put in his mouth.
Salamanders, isn't he?
Are you allowed to lick the axolotls? It's like when you slow down a video on TV or something on YouTube.
You should see, like, when you say it too, you raise your head in your mouth.
I can do it. I'm a disaster. I'm mad at myself right now. I got to go take a break. Shout out to Cameron, who texted in and said, a-hole waddle, I'm dying in my car. Jeremy, you made my day. Well, I aim to please, Cameron. Thank you so very much for the very kind text message.
Oh, my goodness.
The amount of people texting in pictures of the axolotl.
I know.
Right now.
Axolotl, but.
Thank you. I knew zero about this little animal. Nothing. But you're right. They're smiling.
They're so cute.
Is that just natural? That
yeah.
You just have a natural smile.
They're just happy to be here.
Yeah, that's just the face they make all the time. How cute. And shout
how
out to
are
Shannon,
they?
Too, texting in her daughter's axolotl onesie, because that made my day. Oh, gosh, that's cute.
Oh, my God. How much are they?
I don't know. It's probably like $50.
Do we know how
the
long
most.
They live?
I
don't know.
40 to 90. The initial tank setup will cost you anywhere from $600 to $1,200.
No, no. How long do they live?
Oh.
axolotl lifespan with my fat thumbs is 10 to 15 years in captivity.
Oh, definitely not getting one of those.
What
too
do you mean?
Long.
We're hitting 2 years on the hamster right now at the house, and I'm like, wrap it up, dude. Let's wrap it up. I'm tired of cleaning your cage after 2 years.
Oh, they're so cute, though. Yeah. Oh, I want an axolotl.
I would like an axolotl, too. All right, we're going to be back in about 3 minutes and 40 seconds. I got a little Ellie Goulding for you. What are we going to be talking about, Katie Kat?
Oh, we've got some relationship stuff, commiserating breakups and what to do in that situation and whatnot. Yeah.
Real life love stuff.
Real life stuff coming
You're used
up.
To that. Like,
yes, I am.
Breaking up and not being with people.
You remind me.
Jeez.
I know. Thanks, Chair.
Up next.
You're an axolotl.
Now, speaking of Katie Kat, it's story time with Katie.
Oh, I love it.
Gather around, kids. Crisscross applesauce.
Yay.
It's story
story time with Miss Katie.
Well, this one starts out a little sad. Well, because here's the thing. Is we all know I went, had a little weekend with Chicago guy not too long ago, and it did not go well at all. And so I went out to lunch with one of my girlfriends yesterday, Ryan, and we were talking about it. And she was just like, man, when you were telling your story, I was just crying along with you because she went through something recently and she told me her story. And I was like, OMG, people suck sometimes. Like, people, and I don't want to say just guys, right? Because you guys get it too. Like, people in general
not
can
really,
suck
but,
sometimes, you know? Like, I mean, everybody has a story. It's not just men who are doing women wrong. Like, it happens both ways.
No, I famously
know?
Had a harsh breakup on the show earlier a couple years
for
ago.
For years, I told the story of I was with a woman for 4 years. And then I found out she was sleeping with the bartender at an Applebee's.
Oh, yeah. People suck. Like, people suck all
people
around
suck.
Sometimes.
There's I've never been into an Applebee's since.
It really did some damage to you. But anyway, so we were just kind of like commiserating together because it does happen to all of us. And she told me the story. Okay, so she does animal sitting. She watches dogs and whatnot. She house sits for people when they're out of town. And she was doing that for somebody. And they were also getting their kitchen done at the same time. So there was this work crew of guys in the kitchen while she was house sitting. So my friend Ryan was talking to this guy named Mark, right? Ooh. And Mark was getting all flirty and stuff. And this was over a couple day period of time. And then one night, Mark came into the kitchen and grabbed Ryan and kissed her right there over the burners. Like,
this is the start of a video.
Exactly. Exactly. Just went into the kitchen, grabbed her, and started kissing her. And she was like, I was so caught off
guard. That's like a moment.
And not only that, he's a lot younger than her. He's like 10 to 15 years younger than her. So she was totally caught off guard. She was like, okay, Ryan, but, still got it.
Yeah, but she was into it. This wasn't
she was
like
totally into it.
It was respectful.
Like, they were flirting, right? And so, like, when it happened, it was unexpected, but
I
she
love
liked
this.
It,
did he
right?
have his tool belt on?
So, I know. It was so much stuff.
Oh,
it was
your
so
hammer.
Hot
so,
and sexy, yeah. right? So then they start talking, and he was just like, you know, I really like you, and I'd love if you come over to my house for dinner sometime. Maybe we can keep this going. And she's like, okay. So she got really excited, and the next night she said she went over to his house for dinner. And she gets there, and the first thing she noticed is she doesn't smell anything cooking. She doesn't see any dinner being prepared. And he's sitting on his couch eating a bowl of soup and doesn't offer her anything. So she was like,
you always offer a woman soup.
You always offer a woman soup.
You toss her a can and a can opener to help yourself.
First thing you do, here's your soup, lady. But no, so he didn't offer her anything. And so she just caught, she was like, this is weird. You know, I thought we were going to go out to dinner or whatever.
That is weird.
And so she, before she could bring it up though, he started like getting closer to her and then they start banging out again, right?
Not again.
So then they're sitting
on the
couch.
Did he have his tool belt on?
He probably kept it on just for good luck.
Reflective vest.
But no, so yeah, so they're sitting on the couch doing stuff and it starts to go a little further than she wants it to. So she's like, okay, wait, you know, I'm not comfortable going all that. Exactly. And she's like, I'm not looking for just a one night stand type of situation.
She's like, I'm not just looking for a bowl of soup. Yes, I want a steak dinner.
You need to give me more than soup, homie. And so, you know, they kind of stopped a little bit, but then she's like, can I go use your restroom? And he's like, totally. So here's where it's interesting. She walks through the kitchen and she notices on the refrigerator there are pictures of children that look just
him.
And then as she makes her way to the bathroom, there is a nursery being built in the bedroom across the hall from the bathroom. But what,
so?
Jeremy? Okay. So she goes out, and, you know, Ryan is an adult grown woman.
So he's got
woman,
kids.
So she asks him. She feels he's married. I mean, the way she explained it, she's like, I felt like this man was married, and I just walked into a situation I did not want to be in.
Well, the nursery being built.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she comes out, and she asks Mark, are you married? Flat out. And he's like, oh, no. He's like, and then she said, well, what about the pictures and the nursery? Oh, this is my brother's house. Those are my nephews.
Okay.
So I'm just at my brother's house.
So that's legit.
She didn't believe him. She didn't feel good about his answer, so she left, right? The next
day. No, the pictures of the children.
Looked just like him.
Did they have little tool belts on? Out of curiosity.
They didn't.
Okay,
no,
so
they
it's not confirmed then that
they
are his kids.
She didn't tell me that specifically,
okay.
But I'm just
all right,
assuming.
Please continue.
Okay, so anyway, the next day when she's, you know, they're back at the kitchen and, you know, they're
she
working on
back.
It and she's, well, because she's house-sitting still.
Okay, gotcha.
And they're working on the kitchen. So she asks his coworker, hey, Austin, is Mark married? And Austin says, yeah.
Oh,
Mark,
no.
Not only that.
There it is.
Because she's like, well, where's Mark's family then? Where's Mark?
Yeah.
And he says, they're visiting her family in Minnesota before the baby comes.
No.
She's pregnant. No. So that, no, this ending, the story's not even over yet.
Oh, my
story's
God, there's more?
Story's not even over yet. Because then the house owners come home. And my friend Ryan, again, she's a grown woman, and she's going to do it. So she tells him, she's like, how well do you know Mark and the people who are working on your kitchen? And she says, well, Mark's an old family friend. So the homeowner
knows Mark
and his family. So then Ryan tells them she told her everything. She told her everything, and now
Why would he do that then?
Because Mark's getting a divorce. Yeah, she's divorcing him now.
Oh.
No, now
they
that
weren't.
She found out. After she told her what happened with Ryan, that wife was like, heck to the no.
So then the wife
found out. And now they're getting a divorce.
What?
And good for, I just like, I was so proud of that wife. I don't even know that woman, but I'm like, good for you, lady. No, that's hard to do when you're pregnant.
That is,
I cannot imagine.
It's ballsy on his part to do that in a house where he knows the family.
Right? And clearly he's done this before, or the wife wouldn't have been so quick to pack up her stuff and leave. I mean, she took the kids. She moved to Minnesota to be with her family again. So it's like they completely parted ways.
That's wild.
And, you know, Ryan, she feels a little bad about it, but also she's like, I feel like it was my duty to tell everybody. I'm like, absolutely. Like, I'd probably do the same thing.
And you're like, can I talk about this on the radio?
I did ask her. I was like, can I tell people about this? Because, again, it goes into when you're dealing with stuff like this. Like, you know, Chicago guy treated me like absolute crap, and it's only in hindsight that I can see that now. But to be able to talk with other people about it and feel like, you know, there are people out there feeling like I am. It
had to make you feel good.
And I hated it. And I told her that. I was like, I don't want...
It made you feel good in a bad way,
kind of. It makes me feel not alone, is a better way to put it. That other people go through this too, and we get through it, you know? And
you'll
so that's the big thing. But, man, I
it's too bad because it started so, like, hot.
I know.
Like, it started like a rom-com, you know? You got your house sitting, you got a hot dude in his flannel and his work boots and a tool belt. And he, you know, embraces you in the kitchen and you make out.
And
I mean, that would give anybody goosies.
It really would.
It would get me goosies if this guy came over and gave me kisses.
Oh, my.
But the red flag was probably the soup. I mean,
well,
that really,
exactly.
Yeah, what is that?
Sitting on the couch eating soup.
Do we know
like,
what kind of soup he was eating?
Help yourself.
I think it was the yeah. It's just a
vegetable
dumb
beef.
Soup.
That's a dumb soup.
Mark's dumb.
Well, yeah, go for a chicken noodle
you and your
guy
dumb
for
soup,
sure,
Mark.
Well, thank you for that story. That was fantastic. I love it. I love other people's drama so much.
So juicy.
Yes! Time for a Mix 100 sports update. What you got, Josh?
Oh, all right. Well, the Broncos are back in training camp right now, and they are back with a brand spanking new facility, and the players absolutely love it. They're like, it's the most amazing thing they've ever seen. It's three levels. 205,000 square foot training facility. All the bells and whistles, Jeremy and Katie. Player-friendly locker room with couch and seating and video game areas and new food areas and... It's like the grandest of the grand hotel that you could ever stay at, all accommodating our new players. Players like Patrick Sertan, the perennial all-star, who says it's like leaving your past behind and entering a new era, a new year. And Jeremy, he says, I think it's well-deserved. This whole thing cost $175 million.
Woo-wee. Not a cheddar.
And the Walton Penner Group spent it all on their own. They were like, yeah, we're going to absolutely give our players the best of the best. And Katie, I think you did say something earlier today that really resonated with me. These players and the things that they get, the amenities that they are offered, helps bring in other players, free agents, other people that are like, hey, maybe I do want to stop in Denver and play for the Denver Broncos because their facilities are great, which means that the ownership really cares about the players, you know?
Yeah, and they can already see we've got championship quality, so it's like this just adds to the value of Denver and why players would want to come here.
Absolutely. And Jerry, you're all for this, right?
I love it.
Do they have those massage chairs in there that you know, like they have in the middle of the mall?
Rows of them.
Rose. Okay, now I'm on board.
Okay, you are? Good, yes.
Yeah, it's exciting for these guys.
Yes.
I love that. That's what it took to
they
get
never
you
get
on
to
board.
Enjoy these types of amenities anywhere else.
Well, no,
so.
They don't.
Were you at the old facility ever? Did you ever make your way in there? I'm just saying, like, a lot of meat. I've been there quite a few times. I know, Josh, you've made your way
the
through.
The look he gave you.
I didn't know if maybe, like, when they revealed it to the public when it was new, maybe you made your way down there then. I don't know.
Can't say that I did.
Okay, well then, we've shelved that. But it is such
I'm excited they have those chairs, though.
It is such a big upgrade. And I think that, you know, that's nice that the team put all the money behind it, too. This didn't come from the taxpayers.
No.
It didn't come from the town or the state. You know, they put up the money themselves.
Well, $175 mil for the Walmart owners. They're like,
I know, right?
It's like $10
they're
to
like,
us.
But we can still say, go Broncos!
Go Broncos! Yay! Hood, hood, pass!
Can I have your attention, please?
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
Well, I hate to tell you guys this, but you're probably going to come across some friends and family today, maybe some coworkers that have a lot of stinkies today, a lot of tooting going on.
Really?
Yeah. I just want to give you a heads up so you can bring a clothespin for your nose. It's National Chili Dog Day today. That's right.
I hope you won't give me gas tonight.
Oh, you'll get gas. Yeah. Oh, ow.
Oh, boy. Oh, no, chili wieners.
Yeah.
You're the cause of my pants being tight.
Okay. Oh, snap. All right. All right. One more. There it is. Okay.
Yummy.
You know what? Grow up, guys. Katie was begging me to play that.
Oh, I had to hear it. Absolutely.
Grow up, Katie.
Never.
I like chili dogs.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I like them with green chili, which is a little different than, you know, most people go. But it's a nice little change up.
It be a turnoff if it was out in the dating world. My dating profile, the only thing it said on it was, I like chili dogs.
Yeah, I probably swipe left here. If I came across your profile and that's all you
put.
That's the effort you put into it.
That wouldn't be like something that you're like, I gotta learn a little bit more. Why is that his only thing on there?
Oh, because in online dating, you know too much. Swiping left. Yes.
I like chili dogs. I feel like I'd be a pretty big catch. All right, what else is going on in the world of food?
Okay.
Dunkin' has released yet again their viral 48-ounce iced beverage bucket. It is a clear plastic bucket with a handle and a large straw, and it comes with about 48 ounces of coffee. I should have done the math on that and see how much caffeine's in 48 ounces of coffee, but probably a lot.
Well, it's 4 12-ounce cups of coffee. I mean...
Whoa, hold on,
yeah,
Bill.
We've
got Bill Nye over here.
Give me math in, but I feel like that's pretty normal. Like, 12-ounce cups of coffee is about what I do. I have a couple at home, couple more here at work. Like, that seems pretty average.
Then you direct line that stuff when you get home in your IV bag.
But it's all at once, I guess, is the pull for Dunkin', right? It's in the bucket.
It's just a shtick, I think. It's the whole, you know, giant bucket with a handle on it. And there's no cup holder out there, even in your F-350, that's going to be holding that bucket.
No.
But anyway, $13 if you want to go fill that up. Anything else I want to tell you? Oh, this is just kind of a funny stat. So if you're out shopping for a ranch right now in America, as one does.
Of course.
I got to get me a ranch with some land. Ranch prices have increased by 112% over the past 10 years. And a lot of the realtors are saying it's because of shows like Yellowstone.
I suppose.
It's all these ranch-themed shows and all the spinoffs from Yellowstone that are causing the prices to skyrocket. Thanks, Kevin Costner.
Can we go back to Fat America? Because I totally thought you meant a bottle of ranch shopping. Oh. I did. When you said ranch shopping, I was like, I'm not the only
kidding?
One.
You thought,
no, I really thought you
I meant
like,
ranch prices were up because of Yellowstone?
Well, no, until you said that, and then I realized you meant the home, the abode.
There's
the
a Hidden Valley ranch party in my mouth.
You said ranch shopping. Yeah, I immediately thought Hidden Valley, and I was like, these are my people.
We got to get this girl on Jenny Craig immediately.
Okay. What? It's a that's completely normal.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people out there
A lot of people were confused.
Ranch? The white sauce. Totally.
Realtors say ranch prices are up 112% because realtors are pretty darn tapped into the condiment aisle.
They know there's a Hidden Valley ranch party in my mouth.
They know how expensive dill is right now. Come on. It's a big dill. Okay. Do we want to move on to the local stuff?
You know, honestly, I really do.
Good. First things first. Let's move on. Did you know?
What you got?
City of Arvada has a drone first responder unit. What? That just
sounds
cool. Yeah, they have drones in the sky helping them out now. And a red-tailed hawk took one out while they were both flying high in the Colorado sky. Like, the video is insane. It was all caught on camera from multiple angles because you have the drone up in the sky getting attacked by the red-tailed hawk. And then you have the body cam being worn by the officer. So you see it all from that vantage point as well. And it is pretty spectacular. The officers, they were actually looking into a condemned shed with the drone when the hawk snatched it like right out of the sky.
Hawks hate drones.
It was insane. And then the hawk actually was hit by the parachute that the drone deploys, because when it is attacked, it'll just automatically put a parachute out
as a defense mechanism.
Yeah, and then it got stuck in a tree. So, but the hawk is fine, the drone is fine, and the cops say this is exactly what was supposed to happen. So, no word on that shed though.
There's a Hidden Valley ranch party in my mouth.
Yeah. And then our bear stories, because this is very concerning that we're seeing so many bears out and about. It has to do with the winter being so short and they're looking for food, but multiple sightings just this week alone. So in Manitou Springs yesterday, cops had to free a bear from a car after he got himself stuck in the car.
And not again. These bears love getting into cars.
They do. And any kind of food wrapper that you leave in your vehicle, or even the scent things, the little, you know, air freshener things we put in our car, all of those can attract bears. And when you're in Manitou Springs, I mean, that's just bear country right there. Yeah.
Why would the pine tree air fresheners attract the bears? They're out in the pine trees all the time.
I'm not saying pine tree, but you have like the honey ones, you have the sweeter ones. And so they're saying any of those scents can make bears want to break in to the cars. And because of the low water levels and everything, they're having a harder time finding food. And so they're breaking into places that they wouldn't necessarily be expected to break in. But this
little known fact, air fresheners are delicious.
Jeremy approved. And then in
Loveland.
Never
sat in your car and licked your air freshener?
Never. Yeah. No, just smelled it. But this one is crazy, too, because in Loveland, a woman actually came across a bear in her living room. What?
Wow. I would play the audio for that, but my computer's frozen.
Oh, it's fine. She just said, but she was like,
a bear in
the living room.
Yeah,
she totally said that.
He's eating an air freshener.
He ate the cat food. That's what the bear broke into the house for. Ate the cat food out of the cat dish. And so, yeah, that lady was like, oh my God, a bear. But anyway, there you go. There's your Mile High Hike.
These are some really good stories you brought today.
Very interesting.
I'm really impressed.
You're welcome.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Yeah, it is time to get our crush on. All brought to you by our good partners at Belco Credit Union. They know switching accounts is a pain. That's why they want to pay you to do it. All you have to do is go to belco.org/switch. To learn more, big ol' thank you to Belco. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Well, hi, you big ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
I want to know everything about you, Kelly.
Tell us.
Tell me all your hopes and dreams.
Well, I want to own a pig again one day.
Yeah.
Wait, like you said, again in there. How long did you have the first pig?
Only for like 6 months before he died.
Oh,
did you guys eat him?
That's sad.
What happened?
We don't know. We think I took him to like the Jody's race for ovarian cancer. Uh-huh. Like this was like 10 years ago. And we think maybe he just was overheated that day. And because the next day he just
little buddy.
Dying.
So my wife had a pig growing up. She talks about it all the time. She had a little pet pig and they trained him to like use the litter box and everything.
Oh, yeah. He rang bells to go outside.
Yeah. They're very smart, actually.
Now I want a pig, Kelly.
I hope you get another one.
You should.
I wouldn't even know where to go to get a pig. Do you just wander onto a farm?
Yeah, where do you get one?
I don't know. Mine was like shipped in. Like they were traveling to Colorado, and I met him like in a parking lot.
They shipped. It's kind of like in the back of a UPS truck.
I know.
Okay. Hey, well, whatever.
So you had a pig guy.
This
okay.
is fantastic.
Yeah, I got a pig guy.
So what else besides the pig? Do you work? Do you have a family?
Yes, I have 4 small children, and I am a part-time special ed teacher, and I do respite care for this lovely lady with epilepsy.
Oh my God, you're a good human.
Right? You
What was that? Was that a kid?
That was Tegan, the gal I enristed.
Oh, my goodness, Tegan. Kelly. I don't even want to play the game. I just want to give you the prize.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Yes.
If anyone has a pig they're looking to get rid of, give us a call. We want to give it to Kelly. No, we can't do that. All right, Kelly. So I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie. Anything you want to say to the pig lady?
I hope Jeremy's in such a good mood he gives you a pig today, Kelly. So no. Do a really good job, okay? Do a really good job.
If I had one, I would.
Okay.
Good luck.
I can give you a ham sandwich. That's about as close as I can get. All right, Katie's leaving the studio. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with a question so there's no cheating. And yeah, Kelly, sometimes if I'm in a good mood, I give you the prize anyway. But let's have some fun, all right?
Okay. I'll try my best.
All right. We'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring Katie back in. But here's your first question. What TV show featured a character named Topanga?
Boy Meets World, my favorite show ever.
Jeez. Didn't even hesitate. What cartoon series takes place in the land called Care-a-Lot?
Oh, I have no idea. Pass.
Hard pass on that one. What was the longtime catchphrase of Eggo waffles?
Lego my Eggo.
Your 4th question there. What Nirvana album has the song Smells Like Teen Spirit on it?
I have no idea.
It's the one with the little, I believe, with the little baby on the front. You can see his pee-pee ding-ding.
I got nothing.
All right, I'm going to put pass. 5th and final question. Jennifer Lopez portrayed what late Mexican singer in a biopic about her life?
Selena.
All right, we'll get Katie back in here. She's making her way back in.
Hey, hi, I'm back.
Hi, friend.
Hi. How was it?
I don't know. How was it, Kelly? You tell me.
I mean, I thought I'd get like 0, so I know I at least got 2.
Ooh. Okay. Well, let's see how you do, Katie Cat. Okay. Let me get my buttons all ready. All right. What TV show features a character named Topanga?
Boy Meets World. What's that show?
Kelly didn't even hesitate. She said the same thing.
Have you seen or heard the podcast Pod Meets World?
Yes,
it's so good.
I did. I tried to get tickets to their last show last week, but no.
Oh, man.
So good.
And I had a big-time crush on her.
Yeah, who didn't, though?
Correct.
She's so pretty.
Katie, what cartoon series takes place in the land called Care-a-Lot?
Like, the Care Bears?
Yeah. It's kind of in the name.
Yeah.
Kelly said pass.
Oh,
Kelly, it's in the
that.
Name.
Yeah. I know, and
Care-a-Lot.
I watched Care Bears as a kid.
Right?
Care-a-Lot.
Oh, Care Bear was my favorite.
My wife has a adult size onesie that's a Care Bear.
Oh.
It's a pink one. I don't know what's on the tummy.
Calm down,
like
Jeremy.
A sunshine or something.
Calm down.
Sometimes she puts it on in the winter, and she's and you pull the hood up, and it's got the ears and everything, and she's a full size Care Bear.
Does that get you going?
No, that would be creepy and weird.
That's weird.
All right, Katie, you know food. You probably know this. What was the longtime catchphrase of Eggo waffles?
Lego my Eggo.
Kelly said the same thing.
Woo! Yeah.
Katie, you were on a streak today.
Ooh, doing it.
Getting the Wayback Machine here. What Nirvana album has Smells Like Teen Spirit on it? I'm sure you rocked this one in high school.
Well, no, like the baby, right?
It's got the baby with the peepee ding ding.
Like in the letters, what was it? Oh, man. It's like heart-shaped boxes on that one too, huh? Ugh.
You want to pass?
I don't remember the name of that album.
All right, it's okay. Kelly passed too. It was called Nevermind.
That's right.
Duh.
I knew
you
that.
You big goof.
All right. I knew that.
Here's your final question. Jennifer Lopez portrayed what late Mexican singer in a biopic about her life?
Selena.
Selena. Yes. That's what Kelly said too.
Good job, Kelly.
But sadly, Kelly, you got three, and Katie eked out four. You lost to
Katie.
Good job,
Katie.
Oh, thanks, Kelly.
But Kelly, I'm in a great mood today.
Good, you get a pig. Yes.
Hey, listen, you set things off right with that pig story, and you're a good human. You're a really good human, Kelly. So I'm going to give you the prize anyway today. Woo!
Thank you.
We're going to send you off to Anderson Farms to go pick some sunflowers and take some awesome pictures for your Instagram, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for taking the time to call in today.
Of course. I love you guys.
Aw, thanks, Kelly. Mwah. It was fun chatting with you.